Hi, I'm Christy Coleman, and it's Thanksgiving, and we are with our family today, and it's after lunch, and I am talking to my first cousin, Janie Kay, and we share a grandmother and a grandfather, the Nicholsons, and I'm going to ask her a few questions about our grandparents. So, Janie Kay, you've told me some fun stories about how our grandmother cooked and some of the different things that she cooked. So, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the most impressive thing she cooked was fried chicken. Everybody loved her fried chicken. She raised the chickens and on her farm, and every morning before her children would go to school, she would fry two chickens so that all the kids would have something to eat for their lunch. And my mother took fried chicken every day in a little lard bucket to her school. In the second grade, it was in the Depression years, and there was not much money. And she had to take the chicken because that's all they could afford. Her second grade teacher was Mrs. Allen. And Mrs. Allen was getting a meager salary for teachers in those days, and so she could only afford to buy 5 cent bologna for her bologna sandwich every day. And she would see little Margaret coming to school with her lard bucket filled with homemade fried chicken, and she wanted some chicken so badly, but she couldn't afford the chicken, so she ate her bologna sandwich. Little Margaret in the second grade was really tired of chicken and she wanted bologna, but they couldn't afford the 5 cent bologna, so she had to make do with the chicken. And Mrs. Allen told that story to Margaret when Margaret was an adult and had her own family. But it was,
And did Margaret say, "Well, I always wanted your
she
chicken
did. She said, "I
or your
always
bologna?"
wanted the bologna sandwich because I'd never had one."
Oh, wow. So did you grow up having a lot of bologna sandwiches?
No, we had
Fried chicken.
fried
And my mother, who's right here today, did you grow up having a lot of fried chicken? Because it's the same mom she's talking about. Did you have a lot of fried chicken?
I had a lot of fried chicken. It was good.
And do you
It was
still
good.
like fried chicken
I still like it.
today? It's your favorite thing, isn't it?
Right.
Okay. And then Janie Kay, you've told me a cute story about when Mama Nick and Papa Nick were first married and what she did for a job and or what he
Oh,
both
yes.
did.
My grandfather worked for the Union Pacific Railroad in Nebraska. And he was a station agent and a telegrapher there. But he didn't make much money. It was a desolate place. And my grandmother would make hamburgers and sell them to the railroad workers. And I have her iron griddle, cast iron griddle that she cooked her hamburgers on. I think she would sell them for 10 cents.
Do you know where she would make these?
And well, they had a house, a little what looked like a little shack. And that was their house.
And she'd
And
sell
part
them.
of, she would sell them out of her home. And
No.
part of the time they lived in a railroad car. And it was made into like an apartment. And that's where they lived.
How funny. So, do you think it was out of the railroad car that she would
Perhaps.
sell the hamburgers?
It probably was
Oh,
at
that's
some
funny.
time. Yeah.
Wow, I love that story. All right, well, thank you.
Oh, I have another funny story
Oh,
about the
good.
bologna.
Oh, let's hear it.
At the same time all the children were growing up, my grandfather got a job in the working in the oil fields. But he had to make a couple of paydays before he could see his way clear to have store-bought food for his lunch. And so he would take his lard bucket and go way away from all the other men. And he would eat his fried chicken all alone. And after he made a few paydays, he was able to get some of that 5 cent bologna,
Bologna.
and then he could sit with the other men and eat a bologna sandwich like they did.
Oh, that's funny. And you know what's funny is today my kids don't even know what bologna is. Like if I were to say it, they can't even picture it, you know. How funny. All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Happy
Our
Thanksgiving.
history. It's hysterical.
Okay. Okay, are you sure you are finished recording? You'll not be able to resume this interview. Do you have anything else you want to say? Any
Oh,
other
I don't know.
story?
Sometimes they just come to me.
Let's see. Mom, can you think of any funny stories of
I do know they have outhouses. Do you remember them having outhouses? I did.
Yeah, I think you grew
I
up with
did.
one.
Elma Lee's house, they had a
Okay, so let me ask about that.
They had a bathroom there, but then when they moved to Spanish Fork, when they first moved into that house in Spanish Fork, there was not a toilet. They had to go outside.
Okay.
I didn't live there. I'd go and stay the summers there.
Oh.
And then we'd go for Christmas and holidays and stuff, and I was afraid to go out there. My daddy would have to take me out there.
So let me ask you a little bit about that. Okay, so let me hit no. Okay.
I think when that would have been. Early 50s.
Wow.
Because they lived on the lease house when Dave was born, didn't they?
She's born.
I think so, because I've got pictures of you and Mother and Daddy and Davey. He was little tiny baby.
On the porch?
No, standing out by the car or something.
Oh, okay.
And he was small. You know, we're standing on the leak house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've gotten that. That was one of Mother's pictures.
Well, let me ask you this. It's going now. When I was probably 5 and younger, my grandparents, the Nicholsons, Mama Nick and Papa Nick, lived out in Spanish Fork. And I have just very, very few memories of going out in the country to that house. But, so did that house have air conditioning or heating or running water
bathroom? They were portable small heaters, gas heaters or propane heaters. I guess they were propane heaters. I don't remember fireplaces. My grandfather put a bathroom in that house, but when they first moved there, it didn't have a bathroom in it. He'd go outside to the outhouse. It was a frightening experience to me. So I always had to take my parent with me. I didn't go out there by myself.
Sure, yeah.
Because it's way away from the house.
Uh-huh, yeah. They'd have to keep it
downwind.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And so we'd all...
And downhill.
Yeah, we'd all go to the outhouse, but they had a big metal bathtub that they put us in to bathe.
And how would they heat the water?
On the stove.
So was it a bathtub or like a wash tub?
No, it was a bathtub.
It was a bathtub.
Bigger,
okay.
It's kind of an oval thing.
Yeah.
Oval shape.
Yeah.
I was real small.
Okay.
I was maybe 6.
Do you remember other things that Mama Nick would cook?
Noodles. She made noodles, her own noodles.
Her own noodles. Uh-huh. For chicken noodle soup?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
And that's my mother knew how to make them.
Uh-huh.
And I make them too.
You still make noodles?
Mm-hmm.
And then you make them the way Mama Nick made
with
them?
With eggs and flour.
Wow.
You roll them out real thin, and then you roll them up in a rope.
Uh-huh.
Slice them real thin.
Yeah.
Can you hear a noodle about that one?
So I have a memory of Mama Nick's house in Nocona, and in my memory they had a refrigerator that was kind of pink colored. Did they have one kind of a little bit pink in that kitchen there? And it felt kind of, it looked kind of rounded almost.
It was rounded on the top.
And you'd pull a handle down, like
mm-hmm.
a silver, chrome or whatever mm-hmm. handle down.
Mm-hmm. And an old Amana refrigerator.
Okay. So in my mind, this was back when sodas or colas were in glass bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, I called that in my head. I don't think I did say it out loud, but in my head, that was the Dr. Pepper refrigerator. Because when I would open that door, I felt like the whole refrigerator was full of Dr. Peppers. But they weren't. It wasn't, was it?
There were a lot of Dr. Peppers in there.
Yeah.
They liked them, and they had them for all us kids.
Okay, so I guess if they knew we were coming, they bought a lot of
They'd load down,
yeah.
load up on them, and so we all drank them.
It was wonderful. I would open that in the summer. I'd open that, mm-hmm. and I'd pick out a bottle of Dr. Pepper, and I'd go outside and sit on the swing by myself and drink that Dr. Pepper.
But I used to go to the little community store. They had a little store there that was a general store and a post office, and little porch where the guy, old man, would sit out there and play dominoes. And then they had 2 old-timey visible gas pumps, the vertical one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they would pump the gas there.
Oh.
And I thought I was getting free things at the store because I could just go down there and get something.
Yeah.
And they would just be like, well, get whatever you want. And I was like, oh, boy, you know, get a candy bar and a soda, whatever I wanted. And it was free. Only my grandfather was paying the bill at the
Papa
end of the
Dick
month.
Was paying it. Oh.
But I didn't know it.
That's so cute. That reminds me, my father, David Kirkendall, He worked when he was 12 or 13. I think 12 and 13. He got a job at the gas station. And the reason he was able to get that job is because it was during the war. And so the normal, you know, people that would be filling those positions were all fighting. And so he got this job at the gas station. And the owner of the gas station told him he could pick out a candy bar every day. But what was amazing was this is when sugar was being rationed. And so candy bars were expensive and very rare things. And Dad, even though he was having to work at such a young age, he loved it because he was not having to, you know, sacrifice his chocolate or whatever. So I love that story. Okay, and this is my sister, Jane Ann. And so Jane Ann, we've been talking about Spanish Fort and about Mama Nick. Do you have any fun memories about Spanish Fort or like things Mama Nick would cook or just different ways that they lived?
One of my favorite memories is Christmas time. Papa Nick there was a tractor and he had a little trailer and all of his kids got in it. And we'd go all over this place in this huge pasture and all bundled up, had our little hoods on and we'd come back and everything would be ready to eat. And I used to think when Mama Nick made pickles, I called them icicles. I remember calling them icicles.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Can you remember something that Mama Nick would cook?
I remember once being there and she made homemade egg noodles and she fixed them up and laid them out to dry. They had a well pump back there. And she laid them out there and let them dry out. So I'm fascinated by that.
Wow. And do you remember what she put the noodles in?
Probably a soup or something.
Chicken. Lots of chicken.
Plenty of chicken.
Yeah.
So this is my mom, Janie Kirkendall. She was Janie Nicholson. And she lived in Spanish Fort. Would she have lived in that same house that we're talking about? So a different house. But you lived in Spanish Fort. For a little while. And you would tell me about how your mom would make you dresses out of flour sacks. Do you remember that?
Well, I was a little bitty.
And what do you remember about what your mom would make you?
Just a dress.
Yeah. You always looked cute,
I bet. It was gathered and hooked together.
Yeah. Tell me, can you remember some things about living in Spanish Fort?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember much?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't remember much.
Yeah. Do you remember anything your mom would cook that you liked?
Chicken.
What kind of chicken?
Fried chicken.
Fried chicken. Yeah. It's a theme.
I can just taste it.
I can taste it now.
It's good. Now,
roast beef.
Roast beef, yeah. I remember, I forgot. Oh, I remember your mom would decorate cakes. Do you remember that?
And I always thought they were so pretty when she finished. And it took all day to bake it and cool it and
Do you remember, tell me about your father's job. What did your father do for work?
He was an oilfield worker. He worked, I guess you'd say, day and night.
And he would live out near the oil wells?
He would go check them, check the
pumps, make sure they're still working. And would you go with him ever?
Once in a while.
I think I remember you telling me you would ride with him to go.
Well, I would.
Check on them, yeah. Now, you live near the Red River of Texas, between Texas and Oklahoma, you live near it. Do you have any memories about the Red River?
Yes. It was horrible when it was flooding. Oh.
It would flood near your house?
No.
No, but you could see it.
We would go down and we'd look at it and it'd be just running over, bank full.
Yeah.
Just
everywhere.
Yeah. Now, when you were older, you moved into town, right? You moved into Nocona.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think Nocona is named after, do you know?
Indians.
The Nocona Indians. Do you have any memory of actual Nocona Indians?
I've seen some there.
Yeah? What would you see?
I had thought as a young person that some would settle it again, but they didn't have enough to settle, and that was it.
I can remember you telling me that when you were little, like once a year, they would have something.
A big Indian get-together downtown. And they would do their dancing and things like that.
I remember you would tell me you could hear their moccasins on the street as they would dance. As they would dance around. I know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Did you ever know any?
I didn't. I probably knew them, but I didn't. We could talk.
Yeah. Let's see. Do you remember moving in from the country into the town?
Uh-huh.
Did you like doing that,
uh-huh.
or was it?
It was fun.
Yeah. How was life different once you moved into Nocona?
Well, it was convenient to buy things to go downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your mom went to the Methodist church there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And I married a Baptist preacher.
Yes, you did. That might have caused some trouble, huh?
It might have set some nerves on edge.
Yeah. Now, Mom, you have told me some stories about how you've always been an excellent musician, and you would sing, and everybody in town would ask you to sing at events. And you've told me a story about when you were little, you sang at a funeral. Do you know what story I'm going to say?
Well, sung at so many funerals, but this was one that I think I cried, maybe.
Well, there was a bee.
Oh, that story. Yeah, a bee flew down and stung me right there.
While you were singing, right?
Yeah. And I grabbed myself and kept singing.
Oh, wow.
The show must go on.
I had forgotten that.
That's a great story.
But I finished it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, do you remember, Mom, you had a real tough year of your life when you were sick and you were in the hospital. Do you remember much about that?
I was sick. Sick.
What do you know? What do you remember about that, being sick? Like, what'd you have?
Well, part of the time, I wasn't really conscious.
Yeah, you were bad.
Did you have rheumatic fever?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the story I've heard is that it was right when penicillin was coming out, right?
Oh, yeah. And they gave me some of that.
Well, Margaret was working here in Dallas?
Somewhere.
What year was that again? 30? She was working in either in Baylor Hospital in Dallas.
Baylor Hospital, yeah.
And it could have been as far as East Texas in Marshall.
Okay.
Or Blackwater.
Yeah. But the way I've heard the story is that somehow your sister, my Aunt Margaret, was able to get a hold of some of that penicillin, and she put it on a bus in wherever she was. And that bus came up to Wichita Falls where you were in the hospital, and your father went to the bus station and got that medicine, and then you were able to get better. Does that sound right? Does that sound right to you?
That's right.
She would have had access to it in a big hospital like that. She was friends with all the doctors,
mm-hmm.
so it would have been a no-brainer.
Right.
Is when penicillin first came out.
Yeah, yeah.
And that would have been in the mid-30s,
mm-hmm.
like 35 or 36.
Yeah. So do you remember getting better?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? What do you remember about that?
I was a lot better in like 2 weeks.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you told me, did you have a hard time walking afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember about that?
This leg was affected. It's still kind of affected.
Yeah. But did your I feel like I remember, and you may remember this too. You would tell us that your father helped you learn how to walk again. Is that right?
To.
Yeah. Do you remember anything about that?
Nope.
No. But look at you now. You're 89.
And I can run.
Yeah, and you're awesome. You're in great health. All right. Well, thank you all so much.
In this talk, Christy, could I have this?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Can she have this? Yeah.
The basket is for you.
Or she wants the little candy dish. Is that okay with you?
It's a candy dish, sugar dish. It was Mom and Nick.